Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says that in recent months, their tracking shows an upswing in drug-related crimes.
We had, obviously, a huge increase, as I know you're aware, of auto burglaries and those type of things at trailheads. And typically, this is indicative of drug use because a lot of times they're breaking into vehicles, using crimes of opportunity to get immediate cash so they can support their habit.
They've successfully solved 14 of some 30 car burglaries in Summit County, and all were traced back to drug use. The drugs that come through Summit County are both run through here and stay here for a growing local drug use problem. But Carpenter says Summit County isn't isolated.
This is a huge problem throughout the country, certainly not suggesting it's just in Park City, it's everywhere. And we're seeing an increase of that. This seems to come and go, and the drugs tend to change depending on the market and the accessibility to those drugs.
He says meth is cheaper to make than other drugs, but some of the components used to cook meth aren't available in the U.S., however, our proximity to the Mexican border, he says, where those chemicals can be procured, is a large part of the problem.
We're fairly close to the border. We're not seeing the red phosphorus P2P type that we used to have when the precursors were available in the state. This is being made outside the country and brought in through different channels through Arizona and California. Several years ago, they started to tighten up all the precursors, and when those precursors disappeared off the market, then certainly they looked for different sources and different avenues to obtain the methamphetamine.
Also, there were 3 heroin overdoses several months ago in Summit County, all 3 of which were fatal. The frequency of those overdoses has led them to beef up law enforcement.
We try to follow intelligence leads when we learn of loads that are coming in or leaving areas where we have specific intelligence that let us know that. And then, of course, if we have probable cause to stop those vehicles, then we follow up on that. We've made several large arrests that you've probably seen in the last several months.
The heroin overdoses involved a 22-year-old and 2 others in their 30s and 40s, Carpenter says. He says it's hard to determine which is more on the upswing, heroin or meth use. But in both cases, he says, there are other gateway drugs that lead to either.
People don't just start with heroin or meth. They start with other drugs, and then it leads them down this path. And we've seen evidence of that's kind of how it works. And it's obviously a huge concern as a police department, certainly as the police chief.
Carpenter says last week's arrests have now led to 1 more, and he feels like they've crippled, at least for now, the local operation of the Sinaloa drug cartel.
We do feel like we interrupted the process. Does that mean that it's going to stop it? I'm going to tell you no, that there's going to be someone else, if not already, that's filled this position. Our responsibility, as I said, is putting enough pressure that they do want to go somewhere else, that it's not profitable.
That's Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter. He cautions people to be more mindful of not leaving valuables in the car, especially as we head into the holiday season. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.